Some of the First Pioneers. About 1905, there were congregations of Bible students in four cities, Skien, Christiania, Bergen, and Narvik. Soon, several eager publishers started pioneering and took the good news to many other parts of the country. Those early pioneers came from interesting backgrounds. The first pioneer sister in Norway was Helga Hess. She was an orphan and lived in Bergen, where she had become a Sunday school teacher at the age of 17. When she heard Theodor Simonsen speak in the Free Mission Church about what he had learned by reading one of the Bible students' books, her interest was aroused and she started to read the same literature. She resigned as Sunday school teacher, and in 1905, at 19 years of age, she set out to spread the good news in Hamar and Jøvik. One day in 1908, Andreas Usit was chopping wood at the family farm near Kongsvinger when a pioneer called and left the book The Divine Plan of the Ages with him. Andreas, who was in his early 20s, loved what he read and ordered more literature. After some months, he turned the farm over to one of his younger brothers and began to pioneer. During the next 8 years, he preached throughout almost the entire country. First, he went northward, traveling inland by bicycle in the summer and by kick sled in the winter. When he came to Tromsø, he turned southward and covered the areas along the coast all the way to Christiania. Anna Andersen from Ruge, near Moss, was also one of the early pioneers. She had been a Salvation Army officer for years and had devoted herself to helping the needy. In about 1907, she read some of our publications and realized that she had found the truth. In Kristiansand, she got in touch with another Salvation Army officer named Hulda Andersen, later Usit, who showed interest in the Bible. Soon, those two women set out on a long trip northward on a coastal steamer, which took them all the way to Kirkenes, close to the Russian border. En route, they went ashore at every port and placed literature. In 1912 or thereabouts, Anna enrolled as a pioneer. For decades, she traveled all over the country by boat and bicycle, reaching nearly every town in Norway with Bible literature. She spent quite some time in the south at Kristiansand, where she provided valuable support to the growing congregation. Carl Gunberg had been an officer in the Navy before he became a Bible student. He started out as a pioneer when he was in his mid-30s, in about 1911, and supported himself as a navigation instructor. Despite Carl's rather stern appearance, he was known as a pleasant and humorous person. He preached throughout Norway well into his old age, and his background as a naval officer and navigation teacher proved to be very useful in spreading the good news, as we will see later. Strengthening the Brotherhood. In October 1905, there was much excitement over the first assembly held in Christiania. About 15 were present, and 3 were baptized. In 1906, an assembly was held in Bergen, and from 1909 on, assemblies were arranged every year with speakers from Denmark, Finland, and Sweden. Some of those brothers also visited congregations as pilgrims, forerunners of today's traveling overseers. The highlights of those years were Brother Russell's visits. In 1909, he visited both Bergen and Christiania. How the brothers and sisters appreciated the opportunity to meet him and listen to his talks. The second visit, in 1911, received much publicity, and the 61 brothers and sisters who gathered to hear Brother Russell's public talk were delighted to have an estimated 1,200 in attendance. 3 years later, Brother Russell assigned Henry Bjørnestad to visit the brothers in Norway and Sweden regularly as the first Norwegian traveling overseer. Picking up the pace before 1914. A useful preaching tool became available in 1910 in the form of a tract series called People's Pulpit. This helped more of the Bible students to share actively in the preaching work. Eager to expose religious error and explain Bible truths, the brothers and sisters distributed thousands of copies free of charge, often as enclosures in newspapers. The Bible students were anxious to see what would happen in 1914. The book, The Time is at Hand, the second volume of the Millennial Dawn series, explained that the times of the Gentiles would end in 1914 and would be marked by trouble and anarchy, after which God's kingdom would begin to take control. The Bible students also expected that Christ's joint heirs would then receive their heavenly reward. This subject often became a topic of conversation. For example, one evening in July 1914, Carl Christensen was playing in the Cheyenne City Orchestra. During the intermission, he said to some of the people around him, "In a few weeks, something is going to happen. First, there will be war, then revolution, then anarchy, and then God's kingdom will come." When World War I broke out shortly after that, people came to Carl and wanted to know more. Farther south along the coast in Arendal, there was just one Bible student in 1914. One day, this sister met Mia Apeslan on the street and told her that according to the Bible, there would be war in the autumn of 1914. "If that happens," responded Mia, "I will believe." Soon, when Mia saw that what the sister had told her was taking place, she lived up to her promise by becoming a true believer. Mia, the sister who spoke to her, and a few others formed the nucleus of the Arendal congregation. Progress, then problems. As things turned out, not all the Bible students' expectations for 1914 were realized. Nevertheless, they zealously continued their activity. From December 1914 until well into 1915, the impressive slide and film presentation, The Photodrama of Creation, gave a wonderful witness to large audiences in Christiania, Bergen, Trondheim, Cheyenne, Arendal, and Kristiansand. Shortly thereafter, however, some problems arose. Fridtjof Lindqvist, who had directed the work in Norway for about 10 years, started to go his own way, and in 1916 he left the organization. As a result, responsible brothers in Sweden and Denmark supervised the work in Norway for the next few years. In 1921, Enoch Ummen was assigned to oversee the work in Norway, which he did until 1945. There was also some unrest when C.T. Russell died in 1916 and was succeeded by J.F. Rutherford as the overseer of the Bible students' activities. Because of unfulfilled expectations with regard to 1914, as well as organizational changes, many left the organization. The consequences were particularly serious in Bergen, where in 1918 only one brother and 7 sisters remained in the congregation. In Trondheim, quite a number left the congregation, and a group in Christiania also fell away. But those who loyally supported the organization soon experienced Jehovah's rich blessing. The following is from page 102 of the printed edition. He walked with God. Enoch Ummen, born 1880, baptized 1911. Profile: served as branch overseer from 1921 until 1945. When Enoch was a youth in Sweden, the Bible account about how Enoch went walking with the true God made a deep impression on him. Genesis 5:22. Enoch wanted to do the same as his biblical namesake. But it was not until he was 31 years of age, when he read the first volume of Studies in the Scriptures, that he learned more about walking with God. He was baptized as a Bible student and started to pioneer. Later, he served at the Sweden branch office. In 1917, Enoch was sent from Sweden to Norway to serve at the branch office, and beginning in 1921, he was assigned to oversee the work in Norway. At that time, the Watchtower Society's office was in one room of a building in which Sister Maria Dreyer had an apartment, as well as a pedicure salon. After Enoch and Maria were married in 1922, they used her entire apartment for the branch office. They worked together at Bethel until Maria's death in 1944. In 1953, Enoch remarried and entered the pioneer service again. With his heavenly calling always in sharp focus, Enoch faithfully walked with God until his death in 1975. Returning to the account,